Ladies and gentlemen, this is part two of our Real Short Buck special Halloween presentation. My name is Donald.
My name is Kevin.
And my name is Cam.
Oh, that's special part two. Special part two. That's a sequel. Horror films get a lot of sequels, guys.
Yes, they do.
Tons of sequels.
Ridiculous amounts of sequels.
I want to talk about one real quick while we have the time. I'm just going to mention it. It's a buddy of mine's film. Derek, I'm going to plug you here, Derek Hagen. I had a bloody good time at House Harker. Now, this film is available on Amazon Prime. It is a free rental on Amazon Prime if you have an account. Otherwise, I believe it's like $2.99, which is not expensive to rent a film.
Mm-mm.
This is a fun vampire film. Think, what was that film? Fright Night, right? Mm-hmm. Think Fright Night, but just a tad sillier. Yeah, I know. So it's good. It's really good. It has to do with like the fact that there's these two guys and they are relatives of vampire hunters, of Van Helsing. And they have the house that the original Van Helsing, you know, relatives lived in, and they still own the house, but they ran out of money and they basically said to this this institution, they said, "Hey, if you donate money for us to make this a historical landmark project, we will turn this into kind of a museum almost." Well, instead of making it nice and fancy, they took all the money and spent it and then used the rest to try to make a stage play based on their family's history, which was fucking awful.
Mm-hmm.
So in doing that, they realized, oh my God, we have to try to make money to pay these people back, or they're going to take the house from us. So they come up with the scheme where they're like, maybe we'll say that vampires are real, and we will prove it tonight at House Harker, and we will prove that vampires are real, and all you have to do is give a certain amount of money to come in, and we'll show you. And what happens is that, you know, nobody thinks it's real, but it actually is real. And a vampire does happen to show up and starts to turn people. And that's when the Harkers, along with their friend Ned, played by my friend Derek, has to fight back and fight this whole house full of not only the main vampire, but all the vampires he's made
turned.
And turned. Yeah. So it's a really fun kind of a comedy feel to it. It's very good. The cast is excellent. The leads are excellent in it, so I can't plug it enough. I've seen it at least four or five times, to be honest, and I'll still see it again. It's a really fun vampire film. Highly recommend it. I know probably neither one of you seen it yet.
I have not seen it yet,
but
I do have an Amazon Prime
account. Ah, there you go. So definitely check it out. Definitely around Halloween time, I think it's a good one.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yep, and I think we have time for a few more. What would you like to discuss there, Kevin?
I think I'm going to talk about 28 Days Later.
Nice.
I love that movie.
Do you really?
I do.
Almost sounds like you've said that before.
Hard to believe that this movie is about 15 years old.
And is it?
Yep. And this movie basically reinvigorated the zombie genre, although technically they're not zombies.
They're not?
They're infected. Well, they're infected. But they have zombie-like qualities, but technically they're not zombies.
But that's how I feel like if zombies were to come upon this earth, it would that's be how something I feel like it would have to be. That was the most realistic version of zombies.
Yeah, it'd be like really fast.
All thanks to those animal activists not even listening and causing the whole problem at the beginning of the movie.
I do not remember.
Don't you remember these animal activists?
Oh, they let free
those monkeys, and
right.
and the scientists trying to explain to them, no, you don't understand. Don't do it because they're in, you know, they, you know, knock the guy out.
Oh, so it's like Outbreak.
They freed, and then of course they get attacked, and that's how it all started.
Always those goddamn monkeys. Planet of the Apes, this movie, Outbreak. Jesus Christ, monkeys!
Well,
just knock it off.
They're considered close relatives to human beings. After all, we share about 97%, I believe, of our DNA structure.
Oh, you know what I read? Where there was I think it was a chimpanzee that just perform cannibalism, which is very rare for this species.
Yeah.
What happened was that her young one, she gave birth, and it was stillborn, and she carried it with her for a while, and then ate it. ate its carcass.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, bit by bit, ate the little baby, stillborn baby that it gave birth to.
Wow.
And they said that is an aberration. Rare. It is rare. Extremely rare to happen. But I'm telling you now, it's just a sign of things to come.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to start eating each other. Cannibalism is coming, people. So it is real.
Maybe it's some kind of mad monkey disease.
Give me your fingers, Kevin.
No.
Just want to lick them.
Kim probably tastes better than me, I can assure
Absolutely
you
Absolutely not.
I can assure you that. I'm sure it tastes much better than me.
Maybe we'll play the game later of where have your fingers been, and then I'll decide which fingers to eat first.
Well, my fingers were in the cookie jar earlier, but...
Oh, well then they're sweet. Chocolate chip.
What are things you hate the most, Donald? That's where my fingers have been.
Oh my god, they've been marmalade. How dare you put all your fingers in marmalade.
But you see, it's a very powerful, dark film with a little bit of hope, but not really. I mean, it's a very apocalyptic film. You know, many people have been taken out, wiped out. All these survivors have to come together and work their way through London, then outside into, like, you know, the more rural country area. You know, there's just tragedy. There's just... And by the way, one thing that's interesting about this film, these creatures, these people move. You know, it's not like the
that's...
It's not like the slow, you know, taking my sweet time. Oh, no, these, like, athletes. These, like, track athletes. They're coming after you.
That was the scariest thing for me, because, like, I watched it, and, every other zombie movie I've watched, I'm like, I'd survive that, and then this movie came out, and I was like, I would not survive this, scenario. I'd be dead.
They got, like, these Olympic track, you know, abilities. I mean, they're running fast. They're coming for you.
Yeah.
And what's other crazy thing is, if any of the blood gets on you, you're doomed.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, what was it? It was Brendan Gleeson.
Yes, sad, very sad.
It was like a crow or something, right?
Crow
that had a piece
him.
Of blood or meat or something.
Yep.
And it dropped in his eye.
It infected him.
Mm-hmm. And it just took a second and he was infected. And you're like, oh my God, because he was held up in that apartment complex for forever.
Yep.
And he was so generous and nice to help him out.
And
then,
later,
like,
it lead to his own destruction.
Like, just like that, gone.
Yep.
What do we learn?
Damn. Don't trust anybody.
In this situation, it's every man, woman, and child for themselves.
Does anybody else, okay, show of hands, does anybody else have a zombie survival kit at home ready to go?
I do. Maybe not a zombie, like it's an apocalyptic
kit.
Like, bug out bag.
I call it my firebox.
Yeah.
You know, it's like in case shit hits a fan.
Yeah.
And everything gets on fire.
You've always wondered why
I
would buy katana blades from Comic-Con every other year?
That's why?
That's one of the reasons.
Jesus, I think you would, like, buy them from somebody in Japan instead.
No, they came from Japan originally.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
I asked the vendor.
Oh, he's a liar.
And also, the sword itself says made in Japan.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I could print that on there in China. Think about it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Think about it. Dun, dun, dun. So that was a good one. we've got two more to hurry up and get to. Which one would you like to talk about?
Monster House.
Yeah.
Because I love cartoons.
Monster House was great. It's great. I have the DVD sitting right here in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's smiling at you.
It is. I always felt, and I told you guys, I've always felt that it should have been a live action, but they couldn't quite figure out how to do it.
Sure.
That's the way I feel. But it's a fantastic film. Tell us a little bit about it.
It's these three children go on an adventure. Like, this house is a monster house. I'm really good at describing things, you guys.
Yeah, no, it's great. You just told us the title.
It's a monster house, you guys.
Steve Buscemi plays the old man that everybody's scared of. But he ends up not being the scary part of the story. The house itself is the monster.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so much that it's a monster, it's just that it's a misunderstood kind of a possessed,
like
his love.
Wife, yeah. Like something like that?
Yeah, the love of his life.
Yeah.
It was like the bearded lady or some large woman
that
got killed. She fell into a pit and got cement poured on her or some shit.
Yeah. That's
crazy.
Totally what, well,
it's
kind of
dark.
While. It is super
for
dark
a kid's
for
film.
A kid's
I would
movie.
Say it's a PG-13, but they do register it as a PG, which is kind of amazing.
Yeah.
And I think Sony made this, which good for them. And it was around the time that it was Robert Zemeckis, I believe, that produced it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing that motion capture thing. Very, very popular thing at the time.
Also, didn't do like that Panda Express, like the Polar Express.
Polar Express. That was awful.
I didn't see that.
I puked in my mouth watching it.
Again, really? I have to ask.
He was really bad.
You hated it that much?
It was really bad. Really bad. Really, really, really bad.
If you were a child, though, would it fill you with wonderment and amazement?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, absolutely not. I'm still... See, the rare thing about me is I'm still very childlike.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like I've quite grown up. Sure. And I know, like, you can speak to anybody that I've dated in the past and they'll agree. But, and you could just look around my apartment, too. But I like cartoons. I'm very much like my mother in that. I like cartoons. I like toys. I'm like my father, and I like to be silly.
Mm-hmm.
I like to tell stories and sing songs and stuff. So, you know, I feel like I can relate really well still to the younger crowd in that aspect. But
can they relate to you?
Well, who knows? That's not my job.
Actually, it is.
No, it's not. It would be if I had kids.
But aren't we doing this podcast for the kids?
I don't have any that I know of.
Jesus, I hope not.
I hope not either. We've said fuck like 7 times. Fuck, fuck, fuck. No. 10.
Fuck.
Well, maybe we're doing this for the parents then.
We could be. And in which case, if we were doing it for the parents, we'd say, hey, how about we do something with your children? Perhaps a purge. Oh, segue time. Purge, that is a movie, you guys probably like the first one. I'm more of a second one fan.
Actually, I'm more of a second and third one.
Okay, so you're a second fan.
I have only seen the first one, so I can only
speak on Purge Anarchy and Purge Election.
Okay, so the first one you really liked.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And what was it about it that you really liked?
It was a cool concept of, like, one night, everyone goes on a fucking rampage.
You could kill anybody, basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
And get away with it.
Yeah.
That's the premise of the whole movie.
That's terrifying.
Government
approved.
Approved.
Well, that's the funny thing. The law of the land. See, to me, the second movie really takes the concept into its full execution, where the first one is kind of more like a home invasion movie to me.
Agree 100%.
Yes, it is.
And I feel like I've seen that before.
I could see that. The second one,
I
think it's Frank Grillo. Is it Frank?
Yeah, he's in there.
He's amazing. Yeah, like I've told you guys, he's the Punisher. He is my Punisher. Mm-hmm. If you're listening, sir, you are the Punisher. The only Punisher
John
I will get Bernthal behind.
John Bernthal would beat your ass for saying that.
You know what? He can try. Many have. He best pack a lunch.
I don't think he'd stand a chance, sir.
Well, you know what? I'm not scared.
Do you know Grav Maga?
No, but I don't. I know Burt Bacharach personally, so okay. There's that.
Okay. Well, good luck. Well, good luck to you, buddy. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I know the legend of the fist. My fist.
I think you know more of the legend of the scotch than you know the legend of the fist.
There's no scotch in there, sir.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
I don't mix scotch with soda. What do you think? I am a heathen?
No.
Okay. Good.
Now that that's cleared up.
So now that that's cleared up, there was The Purge, which was more of a home invasion movie with Kevin Bacon.
Right, that's the one.
There's The Purge
also,
2.
Also, Lena Headey, remember from Game of Thrones, who played Cersei Lannister.
Oh, that's right. No, she didn't play Cersei in that movie.
Well, I didn't say that.
That'd be silly.
I didn't say that.
With her wine, what are you doing in my house? Yeah.
Yes, yes. Awkward all around. That movie.
No, but the second movie, Anarchy, is more about the full execution.
More of an adventure. You're going out into the world to see more of the Purge.
Yeah, well, basically, it's the full execution of the concept.
Yeah.
You know, you actually get to see the Purge for what
it takes place.
How it takes place, what it's worth.
And the third one, I would say, is more of an exhibition film.
Election year, yeah.
Yeah, it's more of like a 70s, like, dark kind of a horror, almost porn kind of feel to it. It's very... creepy in that manner. They're still banging them out. Like, the third one was still very good.
Yeah.
It wasn't perfect, but it was still very good. I would say the second's my favorite of them.
And the way it ends, it makes you wonder...
Oh, there'll be more.
Oh, yeah.
As long as they still... You look at the box office, as long as they're still making money, there will be purges. Facts. There'll be saws and purges.
Yep.
And in fact, they got a new one, Jigsaw, right?
Yeah.
Coming out this Friday.
This Friday?
Yeah.
Really? Yep. You don't say.
Yes, sir.
That is the same day that Stranger Things 2 comes out.
Yes. Can't wait for that.
That'll be exciting. That was a really good Netflix show.
It was so good.
It really resonated. So it resonated with millennials. And we're talking about older millennials. It resonated with younger Gen Xers.
And I want
older Gen Xers.
And an older writer.
it resonated with her because she gets a paycheck.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's like, I can eat. And it resonated with D&D fans, actually, big time.
Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah. A friend of mine, Phil, he was just telling me about Stranger Things and how it really rekindled his love for Dungeons and Dragons. Because he remembers being that excited and creating those stories when he was younger. And he wanted to do it again. And I know a lot of people like that, that now get together and do Dungeons and Dragons and stuff.
Yeah.
It's really... It's kind of weird if you think about it, but it's really also kind of cool. You know, it's kind of a nostalgic thing.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that, being a comic book fan that I am, and you as well. And
you as well.
And you to a point.
I'm not as fully versed as you guys.
That's okay. We'll get you there.
But you have like 3 short boxes, you told us.
We will get you there. They're in her car.
Oh.
She sleeps in with the short boxes.
Oh. Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know how it works. But I think that's going to be it for us. I know it was a little short and sweet, and I'm sorry we couldn't go longer.
Can I give a quick shout-out to one other film real quick?
Sure.
Just as a recommendation.
Yeah.
The original Wicker Man with Christopher Lee.
Really?
1973.
Now, I would go with the Cage.
Oh, no. This version is far superior.
Having visited his tomb recently in New Orleans.
It has one.
What? I did.
What?
It's a pyramid.
Oh.
Yep. An alabaster pyramid. It's gorgeous.
Okay.
I've never seen its equal.
The only reason why I say this is because you talk about, like, you know, crazy twist endings. It has one of those crazy twist endings. So, 1973 Wicker Man film with Christopher Lee. Trust me. You'll be shocked.
What's your quick alt recommendation, Kim?
I don't know.
Think of one.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
There you go. Hey, it's almost like you read that. Hey, all right.
Sure did.
Nightmare Before Christmas. That's a good one. That's a good choice. Mine would probably be the one just below it. And I'm just saying, like, theoretically speaking,
right.
Beetlejuice.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I see now. Where that might... Yeah. I thought it said pee-hee-geese.
Yes.
Pee-juice
is what it said.
I didn't feel comfortable reading that.
Yeah, a little awkward. I understand.
But
with that... that is going to be it for the short box here, the real short box. My name is Donald.
My name is Kevin.
And my name is Cam.
With that, we will see you at the comic shop.
Bye-bye now.